Hi, friends, and welcome to another edition of Not Enough. Whoa. Please cut that out.
My words. No.
Words are
Leave
not.
That Leave that shit. Leave that shit.
Welcome.
Remind her to drink more caffeine.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Hey guys, this is Raven.
Hi guys, I'm Shrew.
The fuck is up? I'm Al.
We're swearing.
We are the first military spouse podcast.
Needing to be around other vets. That was hit me hard when I realized it. I can't help with everything because I don't understand it.
You know, we're always around.
Spouse or vet, we're here.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This whole life is a learning experience. And
we don't have the resources or we don't know. There's a lot of us that we can find out from.
If you need information or just someone to talk to, you know, we're always around.
We are not another military spouse. / unconventional vet spouse.
Say goodbye.
Welcome to Not Another Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse on DV Radio, powered by WDVR. I am your host, Owl, and I am here with my lovely ladies, Raven and Shrew. Say hello.
Hello.
And Chappie is being antisocial this evening.
And so, a flat earther. We've disowned him.
We're officially riding solo. We have disowned him after a couple of arguments with some admin. But regardless, let's get things started. What are you drinking, Drew?
I'm being like an excellent adult right now, and I have water.
Wow.
It's weird. I don't like it.
Holy shit, Shrew. I'm drinking water, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well,
we're such good adults, guys. What about you, Al?
I am also drinking some lovely H2O.
What the hell? Yay. We're all adulting in one day.
Round of applause.
I think the world, is that like the end of the world? Is that what that means?
No.
Probably.
I think I took all of our non-adulting into that fucking post.
So, if anybody is not following, Raven has requested our followers to send nudes.
Please don't.
To the page. Please, this is a disclaimer. Do not send nudes to us. I do not want to see your dick pics. I do not want to see any of it. I've already dealt with that with disgruntled vets, and I do not want to do that again.
If you're going to send naked or nude, it has to be lipstick or palettes. Calm it down.
There you go.
I like that. Okay. That's what
Yes, that's what I meant when I said send nudes.
Our P.O. box is 1234 Internet Street. Please message us for details. So, now that we're all hydrated, apparently, and, you know, being normal Tuesday people, what is making everybody mad this week? I want to fucking know. True?
Oh, fuck. Come back to me.
Come back to you?
Yeah.
You're not angry this week? Okay, fine. Raven. Hit me, girl. What's mad? What's making you mad?
I'm super not angry. I'm having a weird month. I don't know.
The world is fucking ending. We're drinking water.
You know what?
We're
no.
Not angry.
No. I'm pissed off that I'm not pissed off.
There you go.
That's what I'm angry about.
That's like coming full circle. You've reached your final form now.
Right?
Angry about not being angry. I am kinds of angry this week.
I know. I want to hear about
right?
it.
Right? That's where all my anger is right there.
Yeah, I'm like holding all of it for you. Well, I have two that I've decided to highlight this week. Minus my normal anger. So first thing I'm fucking angry about is, and I'm going to get into this on another podcast, but I have had the hardest time finding a job out here in Colorado, in Fort Carson. And I previously had like a halfway decent career back home. So I thought like easy breezy, I'm going to find a job when I got here, no problem. No, fucking no. So I finally find like a freelance-ish job, like kind of in my field, not really even considered, you know, like a position. I wouldn't even Me too, man. Me too.
Get downstairs.
He's filling for you.
He's angry.
My life. Anybody want him? He's cute.
Nope.
No.
I'm good.
No.
Oh, that was aimed at our viewers or listeners.
This job has been screwing me over, like, left and right, with not giving me, you know, hours. I get an email from my job today that they are no longer sending me checks because my address is wrong. And I'm sitting here like, I think I know my address, and you're telling me this 2 or 3 paychecks of not receiving. Now you decide to tell me that, oh, by the way, payroll saying your address is wrong and we're not sending you any checks until it's fixed. Motherfucker, I have not touched a single thing on any of my like account settings for my job or anything like that. So if I wasn't already over this fucking job, I certainly am now. So that's one thing that I'm mad about. I'm just so frustrated with trying to find a job and the job market out here. And I get it, there's so many people and they're all fighting for the same job, but it's been a while. It's been a minute since I've been able to find something. But other than that, I'm mad at a post I saw today and I wanted your guys' opinion. I'm pulling it up now. It was on just, it wasn't on any specific base military support page. It was on like a very generalized one. And this woman goes on there and she asks the question, her husband is in AIT, I believe, from what I can see. And she is in school to be a registered nurse. Cool, right? So she asked the question, does anybody here give up on their dreams and decide to become a military spouse? Like, she's asking this, like, as a serious question. Not a joke, like, seriously asking, does anybody decide, you know what, I don't want a career, I'm just going to become a spouse. As if that's its own career.
Right, and that's kind of degrading to anyone that is, air quotes, just a spouse.
Very. But,
yeah.
Because I'm not saying anything about, you know, if you stay at home, if you're, you know, a parent, if you work from home, if, you know, whatever your case may be, but to say, to ask a question of like, you know, I'm almost done with my degree and I think it might be an option for me to just stop. And
right. And why would you give up on yourself, first of all? Why would you take that away from yourself and from your family? Because in the future, you might need that.
Exactly. And I don't know. If it made me feel like, you know, those are the kind of people that give like a bad rap for, oh, you're just a spouse. You're just a military spouse.
That's, right.
You know.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's shit.
I'm going to chime in on this one, even though my tiny statement is screaming in the background.
Do it.
I feel like people saying that, they look at this as being like the military spouse, that it is something that is super easy for it, like you guys. But it's not something that's easy. You do have to deal with stuff. Can you guys even hear me?
Barely.
Okay. Hold on. You guys continue on this subject.
We can pause and pick back up when you're ready.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
I don't know what the fuck's going on right now. Hold on.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
So they make it out like being a military spouse is a career in its own, that it's easy, that it comes with a pamphlet, and you know it doesn't. I've not had it like you guys have had it. I've not had to deal with the deployment with War Eagle. The only thing I've had to deal with are overnight things for like warfighter. But these women that say, oh, have you ever just given up on your career to become a military spouse? Those are the ones that absolutely do not need to be doing this, because
right.
I mean, are they really getting into that marriage on for a good reason? No, they're not.
Right.
And it's bullshit because it fucks a lot of people over, and it's wrong. I guess we can add that to why Mandy's pissed.
I didn't mean to add to anyone's anger this week. It's just one of those things, and I'm sure you guys have the same thing, like being on the page, but I follow so many pages, like military and spouse related that I kind of have gotten numb to some of these questions, but that one just stuck out to me. And I was just like, man, this is really fucking grinding my gears. Like that someone is having this mindset right now.
Right. Yeah.
And like an education,
I mean, that's like
take for granted, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. That whole situation is just so shitty.
Yeah. But I will say all of the comments on a positive note were like, what are you talking about? Like, get your fucking degree. Like, don't.
Good.
You know. So that was the good part of it. But it's still grinding my gears a little.
Yeah, that one bothers me.
How do we feel about the new admin we're bringing on? Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, I'm so excited. They're going to shake some shit up and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Y'all need to watch out because they're spunky.
I don't think spunky quite covered it. Like, it's
spicy. That's always the word that I
use. Spicy. Oh, mama. Too hot. Too
spicy. Right.
Spicy. Yeah. Y'all have had it nice because since we are kind of like the
OG.
Original gangster. OG. Original gangster. Original gangster.
Yes.
Yeah, without a better word, like the trial run. We are learning everything as we go. We were kind of timid to come into it, and I don't think they are.
Yeah, no, I think
they're going to jump right in with both feet.
No, I think they're going to be great. Yeah, I do appreciate you guys kind of – I do appreciate you guys – dealing with my, you know,
husband.
With Chappie in the background playing some kind of crazy video. But
I saw a Humvee.
Do you want to come talk about how you're angry about Humvees,
no,
sweetheart?
No.
Okay. But I do appreciate you guys dealing with the learning curve and me figuring out how to people with others. That was a lot. I was telling Raven and True the other day that, like, you know, when I brought you guys on, it was like a mama letting go of the grips or like leaving her baby for the first time. And it was, you know, not to compare it to that, but it's not
similar though,
but it was, you know,
yeah it is.
I almost had to have Chappie like make the post for me of like, hey, I'm looking for admin. Because I was just so afraid to let go, but I'm excited for new people. I'm excited for more, you know, more interaction with you guys, because at the end of the day, what we want is to be able to talk.
And it's really funny because you don't realize how emotionally attached and involved that you will get with this, but you will, absolutely.
Yes.
You guys should have definitely seen some of the conversations that I had with Owl and True. They were like calming me down because I went exactly what Owl went into when she brought us in.
You went like hardcore mama bear.
You did. And I love it. I love that you guys are as passionate about it as I am. So you get it. Like it's a lot to be able to say, hey, I'm giving you, you know, the power to potentially
make or break it.
Right, exactly. When you know how much time you've put into this and, like, you know, we're not making any money. I can't pay you guys.
Yeah. And just on a side note, do we all realize it's been almost a year?
I know.
October will be a year. I am so excited. We've come such a long way.
I'm excited. We have. And I, you know, to the girls we're bringing on, like, it wasn't personal. Don't take it that way. But
it's
scary.
It is. I'm sure we're going to need help in the future, too. But I don't want anyone to think we're like, this is ours.
And then they're going to feel what we're
web.
I said, no, when we do that, then these girls are going to feel what we're feeling. And they're going to be like, no, I totally get it.
That's very true.
So,
like, how many, like, sleepless nights have you guys had, like, going through posts or, you know, in the messages with someone or... You get really emotional with it.
You do. And it is like it's not a job and it doesn't feel like a job, but it is a lot of work to keep up with everything and try to keep a balance of fuckery and seriousness.
Yes. And to anyone out there, like finding memes or pictures or quotes or something in the military spouse world, not
fucking hard,
an easy task. at all.
No, it's not, especially when you're miles apart.
Yeah.
Right? Wait, are we on the same subject?
Because you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight.
Wait. What subject are you on?
Finding friends in the military.
Oh, that too.
Sorry, I was on the page looking at some of our comments and got distracted.
Raven, people,
freaking hilarious.
Raven, did you see a shiny object again? Are you going all shiny squirrel on me?
Yeah, my bad. I'm back. Clue me in. Sorry, guys. I'm putting our page away.
It's hard to find memes, like, especially spouse-related ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so I chimed in and it made no sense.
You were like, thousands of miles. I was like, yeah, girl, like, we are thousands of miles away.
But we have the internet for memes.
We were all like, when we first got on here, we're like, we don't have friends. We don't know people. I hate them all. They all suck. And now we're like, you know, the best friends ever. And I thought that's where we were.
No, we can definitely talk about that. I mean, once I entered the military community, and the spouse community, I never had as many virtual friends as I do now. Like, I have so many friends that I've never met, including you guys. Like,
yeah,
that I consider like the best of friends that would like drop anything for me.
But oh, hell yeah.
I never had that before. I never had that like concept.
Yeah, no, same here. And I find it really funny that I have such a hard time making actual really good friends. But then I find all of you, and I've never been able to set foot in the same room with any of you. But I know I've told you this before, 100% consider you guys my best friends.
Agreed.
I'm with you. Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes it's hard because in the back of my head, when I meet someone new, I'm like, I could be friends with you, or I could go home in my sweatpants and talk to people that I'm already A, comfortable with, B, you know what's going on in my life, and C, you know, I'm already friends with, you know. It's hard to
exactly
put yourself out there in the actual world, as millennial as that sounds.
Like, making new friends, it's as bad as, like, a first date, because how do you weed out the crazies?
There should be an app for that. I'd pay money for that, for someone to weed out, like, I'm looking for, not a dating app, but, like, I'm looking for these characteristics in the person, in a friend, and I don't know. I'm rambling. I'm going to stop talking now.
Save it for the next podcast.
The hamster wheel in my brain of trying to come up with ideas never never fucking stops, so please forgive me. But yeah,
forgive my yelling. My dog just thought he could walk, or she could walk all over me and drag the computer with her.
Oh, that's so casual.
My bad, guys. Sorry.
Your dog looks so regal sitting behind you.
Oh, that's Link. He's our pit. He is the absolute most ridiculous brat you'll ever meet. It's the German Shepherd that drives me crazy.
Oh, they're full of energy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Somebody should have warned me.
My dog's just a lazy a-hole. Just naps all day.
You know what? I'm happy.
I can relate to him.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I feel that shit in my soul. Right.
So I'm really excited for the second segment we have going on, guys. I don't know about you.
It's going to be good.
It is.
I think with that, we're ready to get there, if you guys are. Unless you have any other rants, any other comments?
No, I'm sure mine will spring out in the middle of this new segment.
Oh, that's fine.
Because that's how I work.
Same. All right, well then, with that, you are listening to Not Another Military Spouse. Please join us again for our second segment. We are on WDVR, powered by DV Radio, and we will be right back.
DV Radio. You've been hearing from me about my book for the past 2 years on DV Radio. Now you can order a copy of PTS Dog, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and The Service Dog. Check it out on booklocker.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. If you choose to purchase the book on Amazon, please consider using smile.amazon.com and picking the DV Farm as your charity of choice. Buy your copy of PTS Dog, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and the Service Dog today, only at booklocker.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com.
I'm Dave Libby of warriorservice.org and SoserBand.com, and this is Contraband.
The Up in Arms Podcast.
We are not another military spouse / unconventional bed spouse.
Welcome to Media Letter Sandwich.
You're listening to Barracks Talk on DV Radio.
Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
Dirty Dirty.
Hello and welcome to the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai.
Hear all of these veteran-made shows on DVRadio.net. From original to syndicated shows, they're all on the DV Radio Network. Don't forget to check out the schedule banner to find out when your favorite show is airing. Again, that's DVRadio.net. And don't forget to search DV Radio on the TuneIn app on your mobile device.
DV Radio.
Let's get it on.
We've got some bread made for you.
The music.
Let's go.
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
Welcome back to Not Another Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse on WDVR, powered by DV Radio. I am Owl, and I still have Raven and Shrew chilling with me.
Hey, guys.
Doing good through the first second segment?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Hanging out.
Calm down. No more screaming.
Yeah, not mine are screaming.
Yours are screaming?
Yeah. I'm ignoring them.
Oh, okay. I'm a good parent. There it is.
Love that.
That's an amazing parent.
Parent of the year.
So for our second segment, we want to talk about something that we all kind of rant about privately. MLM businesses. For those that don't know MLM, like I did not know when it was first mentioned to me, it stands for multi-level marketing. Am I
yep.
Right?
Oh yeah.
So you're LuLaRoe of the world, you're Scentsy of the world.
Mary Kay, you're Avon, you're Unique, you're fucking pretty much everything.
Yeah. And I think it all kind of stemmed from Mary Kay back. I at least that's what I remember my mom like being obsessed with Mary Kay and like Avon. But now it has become such a thing in the military spouse world that it's getting to be a problem.
Yeah, they, at this point, they're just kind of preying on these military spouses because they know, oh, these people want to stay home because their spouse is in the military doing God knows what, God knows where, who the hell knows when. So it's like, oh, work from home, be with your kid, make money. No, you're not making fucking money. 99% of the time, you're not making any money because you're spending so fucking much in either startup cost or keeping inventory on hand or providing shit for the parties, whatever the case may be. Like, no.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of times they kind of also angle it at, you know, be your own business owner, you know, make your own hours, do your own thing. And like, that's all sounds like great and amazing, but there is no fucking business out there that you can just start tomorrow, have a great following and make, you know, $10,000 a month on.
I'm right. Sorry.
It just doesn't happen.
Yep. And you're not a business
owner. I think another way that they get people is get so many people to buy so much and you get this amount free. Who doesn't like Free? I fucking like Free.
But I'm not done yet.
Sure, I love
Free. So I think that's kind of, I think that's another big one that they pull people in with.
Yeah, I mean, incentives are one thing in jobs, obviously, like a commission or, you know, discounts on things. I've worked in retail all my life, so that's something I've always, you know, been grateful for.
Right.
But when, you know, people are basically scheming you to take out $5,000 in startup costs, and they know that, like, you know, especially in the military world, people typically, especially younger spouses, have more money available, I guess. If you don't have kids, you know, you have BAH, your
tax return.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, and I don't care who I offend here. If I get invited to one more LuLaRoe party on Facebook, I'm going to have a fucking problem.
Oh, shit.
I don't know about anybody else.
See, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have, like, four Scentsies in my house. And I have, like, a drawer full of LuLaRoe upstairs. To be fair, my friends started selling LuLaRoe, and you sell your, you know, you support your friends.
Of course.
And that's how they get you. It is.
Yes, it is.
But still, like, you want to support your friends. So now I've got a drawer full of LuLaRoe, which is fine. Like, I'll wear it, whatever. And I love my Scentsy because I have two kids and a dog. My house smells like shit 90% of the time, and kids knock over candles. Okay.
Mine too.
But still, why?
Yeah. And didn't you say LuLaRoe is really expensive too? I've never purchased
it. Yes.
It is.
Like,
this friend, I always see her wearing, like, the shirts and the leggings, and they're really cute. And I actually looked into it one day, and I was like, oh, my God, I love that shirt. It looks so fucking comfortable. I'm going to get it. And then I looked at the price. The goddamn thing was $47.
For a shirt, you know.
No, thank you.
The leggings for alone are $25, and that's the cheapest thing they sell.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very...
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that.
Very thrifty with my purchases, and I just can't justify that.
Right. And
no, not at all.
And they screw you over. Like, the MLM, the person at the top of the pyramid, I don't give a fuck what anybody said, they're a fucking pyramid scheme. The person at the top of the pyramid doesn't give two shits about you because you're pulling in the money for them. So when LuLaRoe changed their policies and screwed over their consultants, you know, we have one of our admins goes thrift shopping. Words are hard today, guys.
Right.
Words are hard. She finds whole.
It's been an awkward day for all of us.
I don't like it. I like weird days. But she found an entire LuLaRoe collections at thrift stores because people can't send it back to the company anymore.
Yeah, that was wild to me. Like, you pretty much have said, you know, I'm cutting my losses and giving up. And I don't think that's the first time any of us have probably seen that with these, you know, kinds of products.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, not at all. I see it all the time here. That unique makeup is really big. And mainly it's because we have the Bellas here, the beauty school.
Right.
And so you have people that are into the makeup and into the hair and all that. So they really, really push, like, the unique and a bunch of other stuff. What is the Monet shampoo, which, okay, guys, coming from a stylist, don't use that shit.
Dude, I tried it once, and I was like, no, why would I ever buy this? I got, like, a
what is it? Of it. I've never even heard of it.
It's a customizable, I believe, shampoo conditioner set, but it is literally killing women's hair. Women are going bald. So, let's not do it.
Does it have, like, sulfates in it?
I've never actually taken the time to look at what was in it, but I started reading. I follow several celebrity stylists and stuff online, and I started following them, and they were publishing articles and showing their clients' hair, and just
Monat has a class action lawsuit coming against them right now.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes, they are part of that. They are part of that pyramid scheme. And that's kind of why I brought the Monet up, because they are part of that pyramid scheme. So.
And all jokes aside about, you know, being annoyed with seeing them, I really just hate to see spouses get scammed
right
into this kind of stuff.
And yeah. That's the biggest thing is there's so many of them just getting scammed and getting their money just taken.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their selling point is, oh, you can stay home with your kids while your husband's deployed. Therefore, you have more time and you don't have to pay childcare and this and that. And they really push that issue, and it's quite manipulative.
Yeah.
Especially to new spouses, because they're thinking, hell yeah, I get to stay home, make this money. I can make my own schedule. I can be with my kids. I don't have to pay for childcare. Hell yeah, I'm going to do that.
Right.
But that's between, like Shrew said earlier, between startup costs and maintaining inventory and party stuff. It's very expensive.
It's very expensive. And the thing is, like, to start a business without a following is, in my head, and this is just my opinion, is kind of asking for it in a way.
You know,
like, you can only get so many friends to support you, and eventually you're going to have to find an audience. And with that many people selling the same thing, it's damn near impossible.
Right. The markets are so saturated at this point. And you know what makes me crazy is, so our base has a lot of craft fairs, which you think, okay, people like crocheted stuff and like homemade soap, whatever, really cool shit you can actually get for gifts.
Right.
No, you go and every fucking booth is...
Cue the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. 1, 2, 3.
Tupperware, LuLaRoe, Scentsy, fucking Wild Trees, doTERRA, whatever. There's nothing anymore. Like, there's no substance to anything.
Yeah. It's
Riley. Riley's not like that. I mean, we do have a lot of the LuLaRoe and stuff, but that's mainly in town. But when we go to, like, Apple Days and stuff on post, you see a lot of the actual crafts that is going to that family, not to the pyramid scheme. And I will support that every day of the week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, funny thing, we have a lot of parents out there, so I bet all of you are going to get this. Maybe not Owl. Maybe because of Taffy, though. Only because he's a weird flat earther and he might watch it. there is actually a cartoon out there that has done an episode about pyramid scheme businesses, and it literally breaks it down in the most simple way for you. It is a Teen Titans Go episode. And as we're... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, literally, at the end of this dumbass episode, legit mummies come out, like, growling mummy money. But it seriously does break down the pyramid scheme for you about how it's a scam.
I have no words. That's the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
When motherfucking Teen Titans Go covers this shit, like, come on. Get it together.
No. Wake up, America. This is a pyramid scheme.
We need to say Teen Titans Go on LuLaRoe.
You know what my favorite thing is when they say, you know, this isn't one of those pyramid schemes. That's like your fucking first ass red flag.
Right. People are going to think this is a pyramid scheme, so let me cover my ass.
Right. Like, if I try to be more relatable and like, oh, I know you've heard of all these things before, but we're different than the rest.
But that's not us.
I'm not like us.
We really care about your family.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi-ho.
For a second, I thought your dog looks like he's, like, mouthing for you.
No, they're just getting in my face. Ah! They're ridiculous.
They're
just as bad as the kids.
Oh, and you know what?
My dogs are just as bad as the kids.
While we're on the fucking MLM oversaturation bullshit, ladies and gents, having a camera does not make you a photographer.
You read my fucking mind, Shrew.
Yep.
It's like anytime you post on a spouse's page, oh, I need a photographer for this, there's at least 100 comments. And it's like, and no.
They're all like, spouse who has camera, who also can make a background for, or like a logo.
Right.
And bam, you're a professional photographer.
Yeah.
Like, no. I have a camera, I've taken one photography class, and I don't even think I can fully say that I even understand everything in my camera yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Right. There's so much to it, and people don't care. And, like, if you look through half the pages that get suggested, it's like, okay, I could take a better picture than that with my cell phone.
Right. These days, you could do, you know, all kinds of crazy shit with your phone photography. And, again, I don't want to see spouses get, like... Because photography is expensive. Like, you know, we've all had weddings. We've all had engagement shoots and baby shoots. It's not fucking cheap. So for someone to promise professional photography is saying a lot.
Yeah.
The same goes for real estate agents.
A lot of them don't even have like actual good portfolios you can look through to make a educated decision on whether you want it to look like your 5-year-old took your candid picture while you just got off the toilet or you actually got it done by a photographer.
Exactly. A lot of them they'll post like 1 to 2 pictures in the comment underneath their little sales pitch. And I'm like, that's not a portfolio. Yeah. That's
no,
not
I want,
showing
no.
what you can do.
No, I want like 70 pictures. I'm giving you my money. I want like 70 pictures.
Right. I want to see you can edit and you can actually know your angles and, you know, other photography things that I don't even know about. Cause you know why? I'm not a fucking photographer. I don't claim to be.
And like, you know, there are some amazing photographers out there that are spouses, but they get drowned in all this bullshit. And I can't even imagine how frustrating that is.
I can't even, it's tough. It's really tough because, you know, you want to support another spouse and you want to, you know, give them attention and give them the business, but you don't know who's legit or not.
Right.
So
I've been like racking my brain all day. I think it's partially because I'm such a fucking hermit and I don't go to anything.
Yeah, no. My thing is that like once you get into it, it's hard to get out. I feel like I assume.
It's such a trap. And the thing too is like you'll see people post on the spouse's page like, hey, I need a job, you know, we just moved here, or you know, my husband's shift changed, I need a job now, whatever the case may be. Oh, message me, girl. I've got you. Hey, girl. I'll hook you up. Let me know. And it's like, no, that's not a valid business opportunity.
No.
It's never.
It can especially be like, at times, be borderline harassment.
Right. And then you have people like me. I went to school for 4 years. I got my associates. I paid $300 and took a certification test and got my certification for a field where I can work in an office. I can work at home. And it's a legitimate actual job.
Right.
Like a big adult job. And people don't want to do that. They don't want to put in the time.
No, they don't. And it's like, I get that we live in a society where it's instant gratification and you want shit now, but there's just certain things where you have to take your time and actually, you know.
Right. And like, I get the fear of like all the way through school, I had a limited entry program I had to apply to get in. And I told my husband, I was like, okay, what am I going to do if I get into this? And you get orders in 3 months, these credits won't transfer. You know, I don't know what we'll do.
Right.
And at that point it's either you do it or don't. And so I did it. And the whole time it's like, okay, what if? And, you know, it turned out fine for me, luckily. And I know that's not always the case, and we got lucky. But still, you know, sometimes it's worth it to put in the work.
For sure. And I am still struggling with figuring out what to do with school and my career, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, like, it's a hard decision, for sure. Like, it's a scary decision to make because it's like, well, what if I end up not liking this in 10, 15, 20 years?
Right. And degrees are so expensive. It's hard to say you're going to commit to something that you don't know if you're going to have an actual turnout from.
Right. So like, it's very scary, but it's just awful to see how many spouses get taken advantage of. And it really sets me off.
Me too. I definitely want to create, I know I keep talking about creating resource lists, and for anyone that's listening, we are trying to create some resource lists for VA, for job resources, and for school resources for the spouses out there to kind of have it as like a guide almost. So if anyone has any suggestions for that, or any kind of list or any kind of anything you want to see, please let us know, because we're trying our hardest to kind of get the information out there, and you know, you can take it or leave it.
And there's so much out there, and it's hard for people to find if you don't know what to look for.
Agreed. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big, like, hey, just Google it person.
Oh,
but
yeah.
With a lot of this shit, it's like you almost have to go off someone else's experience to understand the
ins and outs of everything.
Right. And to, you know, kind of steer away from shit that might happen. You know, it's exactly. Always helpful to know, like, troubleshooting, I guess.
Yeah. Like, people question a lot about the MyCAA program for spouses. And it's an amazing program, and more people should use it. But it can also be a massive pain in the ass to navigate, which is why I didn't personally use it, because I didn't have the time. But I was also lucky enough to get other grants.
Right. Yeah, I haven't tapped into – I've heard of a bunch of things for – different resources for education, but to be honest, I don't really know much about it. So I will be using these resources less as much as anybody else out there. I didn't get a chance to finish my degree all the way before Chappie and I got married. So I'm in that weird like middle zone where I feel like I'm experienced enough to get like a decent job, but I don't have a degree to say that I have that experience.
Right. And that's the worst part of like legit jobs is
I'm like in limbo all the time.
Yeah. And plus it's like, oh, entry level, you know, for anyone. Oh, but also have 3 to 5 years experience.
Right. Or like those entry level, you know, what's been pissing me off lately. And this kind of goes into multi-level marketing for a while. And I don't know if it's just around here or not, but these companies, and I have like a conspiracy theory that they're all the same fucking company.
Yes.
They have, so they list the job as marketing / like management, and that you can make potentially up to like $40,000 or $50,000 a year. So I was like, all right, whatever. When I first got here, I was like, I'll apply, give it a shot, because my background is in fashion and marketing and blah blah blah. So I get to these job interviews, and it's in this old weird office space with like plastic chairs, and the job ends up being, going from food store to food store selling samples. Not knocking that career at all. If that's what you want to do, do you. But the way that they sold it online was like, you're going to be a marketer and you're going to, you know, write up proposals and do all this shit and, you know, come up with ideas and da 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 da. Very creative kind of sell. And yeah. And then I did 2 interviews in the same day. I got the call from both places within like an hour of each other. Both companies were named something different, but that's why I'm like, I have a feeling they're all kind of connected.
Yeah, I could see that. My theory is that all the MLM owners are the same person.
That's very much true. Fucking the Mary Kay lady is just sitting there in her like pile of money right now.
Just, and her pink caddy just twiddled her fingers.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. Like everyone wanted to win a fucking pink Cadillac. Like what an incentive.
That's the way to get them to go though.
People like shit. People like free shit.
That's true.
Now you put on that chapstick, girl.
I will. It's so dry here.
It is here too. It's a terrible thing.
It really is. And like, I don't drink water, so I'm dehydrated all of the time.
Is that why we're all drinking water today? We're all in like that fucking throat drying climate. If I sound weird today, it's because my throat feels like I just swallowed an entire package of cotton balls.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's fun.
I'm just congested. I'm house sitting for my neighbor because they're out of town for like 3 weeks. But technically I'm cat sitting and I'm allergic to cats.
Oh gosh.
Well, like when my husband's here, I have him go over and do it and it's fine. But then this morning I had to go over there and I've just been kind of like this all day.
Are you allergic to like fur or are you allergic to like their saliva or whatever?
I don't know, but cats in general just make me want to die.
Oh man.
It's like a real good time.
I feel like all my friends are allergic to cats. Our one friend, when he comes over or when he comes out here to visit us, I have to have like Benadryl on hand for him, because if he's like around the cats for a minute, his face is like swollen.
Oh, jeez. I like sneeze myself to death, and my eyes itch, and my throat itches, and my nose is like alternating between running and clogged. Because I know people want to hear this. It's a fun thing,
right? The show is taking a turn.
Being allergic to cats sucks. I'm not, but my mom is.
It does suck. I broke up with a guy once for being allergic to cats.
That's a legit That's reason. Hilarious.
Yeah.
I agree.
My cat was my baby. I was like, she came long before you fucking did. And if you don't like her, then you can go. And he did.
Good.
And it worked out because I met Chappie. And he was like, hell yeah, all the cats. Let's have them all. Here we are.
Oh.
So, if anyone has any other comments...
You know what? This is my life, guys. Someone save me.
Please send help to Raven. Oh, God.
Oh God, there's a cat attacking Owl.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I need to end the show. This is a lot for me. There's a cat talking to the microphone. All right. You've been listening to fucking some crazy shit on Another Military Spouse from Unconventional Vet Spouse. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram and on our Underground, which is Unconventional Underground. We are on WDVR, powered by DV Radio. I am Owl. And with that,
peace out, bitches.
Peace out, bitches.